Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB, AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Welcome back to the show and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Mark, do we have a special offer to celebrate U.S. Thanksgiving?
Well, let's use the same one we've used in the past. It's promo code is 2022 half off, and you go to VRTrader.com and you enter that promo code under the order form once you get to the newsletter you wish to subscribe to. So again, it's VRTrader.com 2022 half off, and I also like to make the disclaimer that I'm not a financial advisor, nor do I provide financial advice.
Mark, what's going on with the U.S. dollar?
Well, you know, it still seems to be, in my opinion, overall in a big uptrend, but in the last few weeks, I do feel it will resume its uptrend, but right now it's in a corrective phase, and it's sort of tied in with the market cyclicality this time of year. In other words, a rally phase into the end of the year, and since the dollar has been inverse to the stock market, you know, it's been correcting as the stock market has been recovering, so I think it's sort of a seasonal event, an overbought situation, and you know, just a technical correction in the dollar before I feel will resume its uptrend. But right now we're in a corrective phase, which is helping, you know, not so much energy except for natural gas, which did well today, but crude oil is backing off, and but the weakness has helped precious metals, which have been recovering here in recent days. So bottom line is correction in a big uptrend. That's sort of where I read it.
Are gold miners going to become popular again?
Well, they're starting to. They're starting to move higher. I don't know if this is the big move or not. That would probably occur if there's some dramatic shift, and I'm wrong about the dollar, and it continues to go down, and the bull market in the dollar is over. And if that's the case, then we could be getting something more substantial into next year. Right now, we're sort of long on a trading basis, the golds and silvers because of the dollar and because of their own technical action. So, I don't want to make any predictions that this is a big move, but, you know, as I said all along, you know, keeping a little bit as a hedge, you know, makes some sense. The big proof in the pudding will be a breakout above that 2060, 2070 high in gold based in U.S. dollars. Which was a big double top formation. So that'll ultimately, confirm a new bull move, in which case we're probably headed up to 3,000 an ounce and some incredible number. But let's wait and see if and when that, that unfolds. But right now, bullish is for a technical rally, and, we'll take it one day at a time.
Is inflation slowing down?
I don't believe so. You know, of course, I don't have access to all the numbers, but, you know, the financial press, and also money managers and others on Wall Street are pounding the table about that because they're long stocks. They want to see stocks go up. They want the Fed to back off from its aggressive, interest rate policy. So they keep pushing and pushing. Oh, yes. Oh, it's starting to come down a little bit. Oh, there are signs that are coming down and unemployment, isn't as strong as, it is, which is more reason why the Fed can, back off. So they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to get the stock market up, and they keep playing the scenario. So, you know, I think there's more coming. We have a war in Europe. We've got shortages all over the world. You know, you still have COVID problems in China. There's still some supply chain issues around, stretching from, technical parts to food and, I just think this is, you know, this is a year-end rally contra move situation. That's how I see it. You know, gold's going up, dollar's correcting, people are talking about inflation slowing down. So, and even the Fed, you know, they're talking about 5%, on the Fed funds rate. And the, one of the former governors, hinted that it could even be 7%. And I told you all along that if the inflation rate is running around 8% or 7.7, that's where the federal fund rate is ultimately going to have to go, or higher. And I would not discount the scenario into next year that, you know, the Paul Volcker type scenario from 1980, maybe not to that extent, but possibly to part of that extent, could unfold. And you could see mortgage rates up at 10, 11, 12%. And you could see, the Fed funds rate much higher. Recall it was as high as, I think, 16, 17%. I mean, it may have been as high as 20%. I have to recheck the numbers back in 1980. So much depends what happens in Europe and in the geocosmic sphere, weather, all kinds of stuff, shortages, and how it all plays out. So, you know, Jolly St. Nick is here early. You have Thanksgiving here in the U.S. Again, this is the time of year where people tend to get optimistic, and the seasonality pattern showed that even my forecast model, which I put out the first of the year, said, look, from November 2nd forward into the end of the year recovery phase. So that's what you're seeing. So things seem to be moving in the area of more optimism, which is due and expected this time of year. But I'm a little, you know, I'm a little bit more on the Grinch side, you know, where it's temporary. This is not the beginning of a sustained, you know, bull market or a new move to the upside.
Well, back in 1981, with mortgage rates up around 18% for some people, Canada savings bonds paid 21%. I saw housing developers bulldoze homes they had built because it was cheaper to do that than trying to sell them with an 18% mortgage rate.
Right, and I think I recalled the story in a previous interview with you that back in 1980 I was buying a house in Illinois, in Chicago, and negotiated a mortgage rate of 11% with the seller of the house because I couldn't get bank financing. So it was a negotiated mortgage with the seller taking back the mortgage on the house, and I was tickled pink that I could get an 11% mortgage back then. So I've lived through a scenario like that. And, you know, it's funny, even with all that negative out there, the world survived. Ultimately, things reversed, and rates went to zero, you know, years and years later. So just a question of, you know, what your current situation is, your income situation, can you get financing or not? And, you know, of course, you're hearing one man's opinion. I could be dead wrong, and, you know, bull market has started, and rates are going back to 0%, and everybody's going to be jumping up and down, happy that good old days are here again. I don't believe that's the case, but for the time being, you know, we're, you know, as you know, it's VR Trader. You know, we take the markets as they move. We had our subscribers are very pleased with us having predicted the big correction this year and the, you know, this current rally, and, you know, we take it a day at a time, but right now we're celebrating Thanksgiving, and there's what's known as, this came from Yale Hirsch in his old Stock Trader's Almanac way back in the 1970s, and he called it the turkey shoot, where the day before and the day after Thanksgiving, you tend to get a rally in the markets, and, you know, sometimes after that, it plummets and goes back down again, but, that's definitely, the pattern we're seeing here, so let's enjoy it and trade off of it. And, you know, when I see interest rates up at 4.5%, 5%, and you can get T-bills and get you that type of interest rate at no risk, there's nothing wrong with that, Jim. You know what I mean? And if, you keep a short-term maturity on some of the, on the T-bills, let's say, you know, 3 months at a time, and you can get 4.5%, 5%, and let's say, the Fed continues to raise rates and it goes 6, 7, 8%, you just keep rolling over into new 3 month treasury bills. And if you can get that kind of return at no risk, what's wrong with that? So that would be sort of my advice until the air is really clear.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, will the cryptos recover from the FTX collapse?
Well, what has happened, this is of course a personal opinion, is one of the reasons why the stock market is rallying is because of the FTX collapse, you know, like the long-term capital collapse we saw back in the late 1990s, when the Fed had to come in, and maybe it was even before that. I think Alan Greenspan was involved back then, where they had to bail out the long-term capital. The government came in. Here may be the plunge protection team involved. So to prevent an economic contagion, expanding, the old plunge protection comes in, supports the market, and, you know, tries to divert attention from, which is really a financial disaster for a lot of people, unlike Bernie Madoff and the other scammers that have been out there in the business. Investors had a chance to recover, and they did recover in some instances some of all of their money. In this case, this is not that type of situation because it wasn't a regulated industry. So the losers here really could be big losers, and it could, you know, really pyramid into a much larger financial fiasco for a lot of people. So I think the government came in secretly and is supporting the market. This is not really discussed in the media, but they don't want to talk about the plunge protection team or the government's involvement in the equity markets, which has been, you know, officially illegalized since 1988 when Ronald Reagan created he called it the Working Group of Financial Markets back in 1988. So my only reaction to the FTX is it's a financial scam, and people have lost money, will lose probably all their money, and more regulation will probably come in. But I don't think it's the end of the crypto world, as many of the doomsayers are saying. I think Bitcoin is probably still okay, but it'll probably take a couple years or more for it to recover to where it was before. And that's sort of where I'm at. So crypto is still there. It's not leaving the planet, I don't think, even though the government, you know, has talked about creating a digital national crypto, and it may or may not happen. And it's an alternate investment for those who don't trust the banking system, who don't trust conventional money exchange that the banks control or the government can control. So in the meantime, when I look at something like a Bitcoin, you know, as down as it is from where it's been, it seems attractive to me here. So let's see how it all plays out.
Do you think governments are pushing for digital currency so they can track every transaction and tax it?
Yeah, it's a government war against cash. There's been books written about this subject for a long time. Government doesn't like the fact you have cash. You can do anything, you know, that they can't track. And this has been an ongoing plan, I believe, for many, many years. So how it's actually going to be implemented, will it be implemented right away or many years? But there is definitely, you know, these guys in the government, they just, you know, want to control all our, control us. And not bad people around. And unfortunately, that's what the quote unquote the swamp or the secret government or whatever you want to call has been active in trying to do, is control population and supervise our activities. And, you know, the Democrats had approved this $88 billion budget to hire more IRS Internal Revenue Agents to scrutinize people's filings and so forth. So it's just a part and parcel to the government just trying to get more and more active in our lives. So they are pushing for it. How fast it will happen, Only time will tell, but I'm not very happy about it. I don't want the government knowing if I'm buying toilet paper or I'm buying a car or going to the movies or investing in something they may not approve that I invest in, like gold or silver or real estate, which they have less control over. So it's definitely their goal, and we'll see if they're able to pull it off. I'm sure they'll try to phrase it in a way that it's beneficial to the public, and you should be happy that you have this, and there'll be more security. You don't have to worry about carrying cash. I'm sure they'll try to provide all the PR needed to calm down any fears, but it's not the world that I want to live in.
Anything on the geocosmic front we have to keep an eye on?
Nothing hot this week that I can jump on. Most of what I post, as you probably know, is in my newsletter at the bottom of each of the newsletters, anything new that's happening in that sphere. So we're quiet right now. Let's look at it after the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it'll be interesting what the Artemis capsule brings back after circling the moon for almost 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, I wasn't even aware of that story.
Well, it's up there, but of course there's nobody on board, just some crash test dummies.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that next week. I'll do a little bit more research on it for you. Thank you.
Mark, thank you so much. Enjoy the turkey.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. If you have any questions for Mark or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.